back from our town library tour with Tracy to see all the new and improved spaces, and we are recommencing the reporting.
So we're in the new business right now.
Yes, we flipped the library tour just because to get people up on their feet with the orientation of the board of trustees and Heartland Public Library. Did everybody get a chance to read the I'm tired of forgetting the name of the library manual, the policy book?
Also,
yeah, and that's a work in progress. We are gonna be making some changes to it. There've been some new policies floated that we're gonna get more serious about. We talked about one, right, at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
One is to a library's public institution, but it is allowed to make it some safety regs on its own, and so you know, to articulate a no weapons policy for the library, to, since little kids are, you know, it's a place that needs to be kept safe and feel safe. And so we're gonna tackle those in the spring. And so it is a fluid document. And then the other, the library's now open 36 hours instead of 35. Things like that have to be captured now. So it's a living document. We are obligated to sign it, which is why it is important to know the contents. But we tabled that until next month. We're going to do a little bit more of the bread and butter stuff. Because I really felt when I started that I was thrown into the deep end. That I was just like, I don't get what we do here. I don't understand. And it took me like 6 months to feel comfortable. So I'm committed to not repeating that for others. I don't know how your experiences were.
I had no idea what was going on. Remember the first meeting, I was on Zoom too, and there was an hour-long presentation from someone from the city or the town board that was about insurance claims and meeting rooms. That was never talked about again. But do you remember that? It was 2 years ago. Right. Exactly. So it was...
Yeah, so I really wanted to feel more rational, like what we do here and why, you know. And why it is, you know, the physical plant is part of it, and, you know, keeping the library running in every way, but mostly it's supporting the staff so they can do the work and sort of shielding the staff from, well, we can't shield them from much nonsense, but what we can, so that they're free to operate this delightful place as the town's resource. And that, so that we're going to spread it over 2 months. Next month, we will be asking everybody to, attend either synchronously or asynchronously. There's going to be a 1 hour orientation to library trustees, and it's new and revamped. So it's going to talk about public meeting laws, freedom of information, trustees' obligations. So it is
it'll be an online thing.
It's online, but you have to register for it, but then you have the right to either attend if it works for your timing or watch it later. Mm-hmm. The other thing we could do is all watch it together. We were going to see the old slide deck tonight, but we pushed that to April. So we could.
Has it been sent out to register for it?
I don't think so.
I think I
did. You send it to everybody?
I sent it to you.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Oh, here's the link for registration. Da, 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 da. Hi, Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
I sent it to me. You okay. Both.
You said it will be recorded, so this is something we could do before the April meeting. Yeah, we probably don't want to spend the whole meeting staring at a screen.
No, we can do that.
But I think that'll be really helpful. It's going to be a good brush up for
me. Can you give me the date again?
Sorry. It was a 28th. We'll send this to everybody. Friday the 28th.
Yeah, it's Friday the 28th, 11 to noon. So yeah. it may not be realistic for some.
Yeah. The 28th of March.
Yes.
Yes, this month. Yeah, and I'm going to be 11.
We'll send this email soon.
Yes, yeah, okay. Forward it.
But if you register, then you get the recording.
Yes, you'll get the recording anyway. Okay. So yeah, we all want to register for it. Once you get your new official email, if you don't have it yet.
Yep.
So I will send this out to everyone.
You'll send it? Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it. Because you sent it to me and I didn't forward it because I knew nobody would really know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it and send it in not real time. Okay. So next month, we're going to sort of look at our legal obligations more and stick with what the state thinks that we do as, or should be doing. I really wanted to concentrate on inside the walls for this time and how we, you know, how Tracy interacts with us. That gets us to another item. I brought in my, I was given this massive dusty binder that had stuff from 2002 to 2000, when I started, 21, 22. It has sat at my feet at my desk 3 years. I did look at it and clean it out to bring it back in. So we wanted to give everybody a choice if they wanted the binder, you know, a new refreshed binder to have at home, paper copy. And then, or if they'd like a, and it can be an and/or, or a digital binder where all those documents are in a special trustees folder digitally to be accessed when you might need to look something up. We can do both. We just don't want to waste paper if everybody's going to be like me and kick it under their desk.
I have a binder, but a digital would be great. I think it's easier just to
access. Do you rather have both? Like access to both?
Maybe, but I don't want to do it just, I don't want to be the only one.
We need to have, we shouldn't have an official paper one.
One I can just put it back.
I mean, mine, I cleaned mine out, some of the stuff still from 2002, but I thought it was interesting and I wasn't sure if there was new versions of it. So it sort of serves as, maybe we'll scan it and put it in the other one if there's not, because it might be projects like, wow, this is a really useful checklist of, you know, what we do through the year or whatever. Can you get the calendar up?
So I'm just thinking about it. I think the secretary role, not knowing exactly what I should be doing, if I can look back at old records.
Yeah. Well, the minutes are all supposed to be kept here too. And I've been very lax about that. I was supposed to bring printed. I don't know if anybody else, that was a, what's his face job. He never did it either. The guy that's gone now.
But they're posted. So,
Anyway, so yeah, they're posted so you can access them that way. But it's good to have a master paper copy, I think, of all of the books. Okay, so we'll prepare a couple. One to keep in house certainly, and also create a digital binder for trustees going forward. And then this is, y'all have access to this. This is the board calendar. It was actually made from a month, a really handy, you know, here's what the calendar looks like in the life of, you know, and sort of, you know, when we have to pay attention to building the budget. We're at the annual organizing meeting and the policy manual updates, which we're going to do next month. We're going to sign next month. Board agendas, the next kind of over the center E. I've been throwing things in there. So this is how
you've developed.
This is how I build. Well, I didn't, the old chair built it out and then she taught me finally. I was like, well, what's on the agenda? I got to get it out. Got to make an agenda. And she's just like, oh, just look at this and then, you know, make an agenda from that. You know? So it's good for all of us to know. It sort of does give you a year to glance. And so, you know, there's some things we have to be mindful of. We have to submit the budget to the select board and they have to, you know, in time for them to consider it and tell us whether it's aligned with what they think the town can support or not. You know, those things have to happen on a timely basis. So this is a good resource that I might not print out into the physical one just because it's so,
it's cumbersome.
It's, well, it's cumbersome probably to print.
But it changes.
It's sort of a living document. So I just wanted to show you that as one of the resources you'll have
and all the minutes are on the website. If you haven't seen them, you can look through and see how similar to the one in.
Thank you. And then what else do we need to do to make people feel oriented to the specifics here? I don't have anything else on my mental list. Any other veterans think of anything?
No, but it took me a long time to figure out. I use Google and Google Drive, but somehow the Board of Trustees Drive, when, like you just said, oh, you have access to it, I would never be able to find things often, or it would be buried in some folder within a subfolder. So That was difficult for me my first year, say, if that's something to note for new members.
It is hard to navigate. The secretary folder is sort of the official archive of the board, which is, I was like, really? It is? I didn't find that out until half a year ago. But anyway, it is. So Harry, it would work with me on public record stuff if I can't find it, but I can see, we can all see in the secretary's folder. I use folders as opposed to just searching by some name that I hope is in the document I'm looking for. I think younger people are better at searching than I am on Drive. But I also use the star system. You know, star folders that I look at all the time, like my secretary folder, and I make one a year. So all I have to do is look at 2025. And then, you know, so Harry, I'll talk to you about how I did things, and you can, that way you'll at least say that makes sense, that doesn't make sense. And the other problem, I think, Chris, is you're inheriting a decade's worth of other treasurers or other secretaries, other at large board members or chairs or vice chairs. So you're constantly rotating out of what you were used to and comfortable with into this new email address and new stack of folders. And whatever made sense to me might be like, what was this woman thinking into which way her brain works? So there's that too. And then it goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So I sort of cleaned up in a way that worked for me. I spent, you know, some hour or two doing that. And then I did look at that, but let me look at things that I might not have found otherwise. So yeah, it is. Yeah. It's kind of like a big giant collaboration, but across time as well as just us here now. So it is, if it looks confusing, it's because it is. I guess that's, it's hard to get around.
The monthly folders are great.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The director's reports. Because Tracy sets up a monthly folder that has the contents of our board prep, and those are wonderful. Yes. Anything else? Because that is a really good one. Just be gentle with yourself. It's confusing. Okay, if there's nothing else, we do need to move into executive session right away tonight. So I'm going to make the motion, because as secretary, I knew how to do this and I captured it ahead of time. I am moving that we go into executive session because we're discussing specific personnel matters. And we are going to be discussing under the provisions of Title I, Harriet, I will send this to you, Title I, Section 313A3 of the Vermont statutes. Yeah, that'll have to be captured in the minutes. So
how do the minutes, how does it work? We just say we discuss whatever.
Executive session doesn't have any minutes, but it's unrecorded. And then the result of it is. Yeah, and then there'll be a motion afterwards. So that's my motion, that we move into executive session.
My second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay, so that was unanimous. I'll give you the wording, Harriet. There's no way you could have.